So we have three book conservators here at the moment, and I'm one of the book conservators that can basically do a range of products from making boxes right through to restoring First Fleet journals. And part of our job is actually gold blocking onto leather, for mainly for boxes, but also for core numbers and books. It's actually, in the olden days, it was actually, when you did a bookbinding apprenticeship, it was, bookbinding was actually one part of the apprenticeship, and the gold embossing, or the finishing as we call it, was actually the second part of the apprenticeship. So it's actually a skill on its own. To try and do everything together is very difficult, because the gold blocking is actually a skill really completely on its own. But we've adapted, because we have to kind of be multi-skilled. Many years ago, there would have been a job, you know, like people would have just done that 24/7. That would have been their job day in, day out. It's not as common as it used to be. Most of the gold blocking now is done by machine. And every book, well, most books you see now in shops, if you remove the dust jacket, you'll actually see a gold impression of the spine as the title and the author, and it might be on the front as well. So that's the mass-produced books. Hand binding or hand blocking is still done for one-offs, so there might be a presentation copy done, and so most of the time that will be done by hands.